Well, bless the Lord. Good day to you. This is Minister Leonard Lucas III. On today, you're going to be taught God's Word, but not only His Word, we're going to better understand His mind and our purpose as a kingdom leader. We need to understand that we are people of purpose, and when we understand that we were created for a purpose, we must stay focused on the assignment that God has given. Because God is a life source, and with Him, we're always empowered. So without further ado, let's dive into what God has for us today. I want to talk to you a little bit today on a series that I have preached about and have teached on many times. The title of this series is Don't Let Your Condition Control Your Conscious Mind. The subtopic of today is going to be the battle between flesh and spirit, with my soul being the intermediary. This is a very impactful teaching today. It's very powerful, and we're going to talk a little bit about this. First thing we're going to do on the teaching today is define the word condition. It means a particular mode of being of a person or thing. It is an existing state, situation with respect to circumstances. State, the definition of state is the condition of a person or thing as with respect to circumstances or attributes. Now let's go into a scripture, verse of scripture. It's Deuteronomy 4:29. It says, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. We understand that a condition is based upon situations or circumstances, that when you create it, it causes you to be in a state or season. The definition of condition says existing state, which means whatever condition you have or condition you are in, it started from somewhere. For something to exist, it has to already be. When you are in a condition, your condition has to result from something you have done in your life. There's a cause and effect process. Something you have done over time has caused a condition to happen in your life, which means conditions are established in your life due to actions you create to put them there. We have to understand, if I'm in a condition, there was something done for me to get in that condition. You have to understand, if you are in a condition in your life, if you are in a circumstance in your life, if you are in a situation in your life right now, there was an action done to put you in that circumstance. Let's go for this. Let's say you have a mortgage on your home and you are late for your payments. There was a condition or a situation that happened that made you late for your mortgage payment, which means there could have been low funds. Maybe you didn't have enough hours on your job that week. Maybe you're transitioning between jobs. But there was a situation that happened that put you in that condition. And so we have to understand that conditions are built by action. Let's say that again. Conditions are built by action. We say it again. For something to exist, it has to already be. When we are in a condition, our condition has to result from something, which means conditions are established in our life due to actions we have created to put them there. We have to understand that if I'm in a condition, there was something done for me to be in that condition. Conditions involve circumstances. Without circumstances, there cannot be a condition. Say this to yourself. Don't let what I see around me control what God has placed in my consciousness. Let's say that again. Don't let what I see around me control what God has placed in my consciousness. I'm here to tell you, no matter what condition that you're in, no matter what situation that you're in right now, don't let that control what God has placed in your consciousness. Those dreams, those visions, those aspirations, those things that God has placed in your consciousness, don't let what you see right now, don't let what you're going through right now, don't let what you're experiencing right now destroy you from what God has placed inside of you. I want you to understand this, my friends. I want you to understand that what God has placed inside of you, He placed it because He understood your purpose. He understood your destiny. And He understood that the gifts and the attributes that He has given you was necessary for you to achieve what He had put inside of you. And so what I want you to understand, no matter what you may be going through right now, no matter what you may be dealing with right now, no matter what sickness is coming against you, no matter what financial problem is coming against you, I want you to know that what God has placed inside of you, He placed it inside of you because He knew that you had the potential to grasp it, hold on to it, and create something from what He has put inside of you. So what I want you to understand, no matter what condition you are in, no matter what situation you're going through, no matter what circumstance you are going through, understand that you can come out. Understand that you are a son and daughter of the King and what He has placed inside of you. And understand this, that you are connected to your Father. So you may be going through this season right now, but understand that it's only a test. Only understand that it's only a struggle. And with God as your life source, as we said on the beginning to this teaching, you're always empowered. And so you have to understand that you are empowered, my friends. God has empowered you. He has given you authority to operate. And all you have to do is believe and act upon what you're believing. And watch how you will see that situation, that condition will change as you begin to act and as you begin to believe. I'm telling you, you're going to see a total transformation get to hit your life by your actions. Let's continue the teaching. So we have to understand that your conscious is the state of being aware. Your conscious is the state of being aware. And so we have to understand that whatever you are believing for or whatever God has placed in your thought process, that is a part of your consciousness. He wants you to be aware of your potential. He wants you to be aware of the gifts and the abilities that He has given you. And so we said again, your consciousness is the state of being aware. Let's go into a teaching. We're going to go into Ephesians. If you would follow me, we're going to go into Ephesians 4, and we're going to read that together. Verses 17 through 24. Let's see what it says in Ephesians 4, 17 through 24. It says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles, walking in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them, because of their blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so, be that ye have heard and have been taught by Him as the truth in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." And so we got to understand, when God does something in our consciousness, when God gives us ideas, when God places these thoughts, these ideas, these dreams in our consciousness, what is He doing? He's transforming our thought process. And so we have to understand that God is transforming our thought process, to understand that your condition, your situation, your circumstance, you're greater than this. That's why God gives us dreams. That's why God gives us visions. That's why God gives us ideas, because He wants us to understand, no matter where we are today, that what He has placed inside of us is greater than where we are. And so you got to understand, what God has placed inside of you is greater than where you are today. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that exciting to understand that you have a God that loves you so much, that care about you so much, that He placed this oil upon you, that He placed this anointing upon you that is different from everyone else in the world, that is different from your brother, from your sister, from your aunt, from your uncle, your mother and your father, that God placed his anointing on you, that God placed what is inside of you. He placed that inside of you. It's different from all your family members. And guess what? No man can take it from you because God, who is the highest authority, placed it inside of you. Isn't that amazing, my friends, that God thought about you so much, little old you, no matter what territory, no matter what region, state, or country, or city that you're in, you can be in the poorest of the poor or the richest of the rich country. But God placed those things inside of you, and he thought about you, and he loved you so much that he placed those gifts, those talents, that anointing, that oil inside of you because he loved you and he understood that you can carry his treasures. Let's go back into the teaching. And so we said your consciousness is the state of being aware. It is the tool that makes your mind aware of your own thoughts, surroundings. It is also the system that connects you to God's spiritual mainframe, which allows you to get thoughts and ideas and visions imported straight from heaven. Every idea that God has placed in your consciousness has been assigned and purpose for you to walk in your destiny. God doesn't just fill our minds with ideas just for the fun of it. He assigned each idea that you have and placed it in your consciousness because he knows you can carry the weight of that assignment. The biggest enemy you're going to have every time God places an idea in your conscious mind is the condition and circumstances that you have placed in your mind, blocking you and hindering you from your purpose and your blessing. Let's stop there. We got to understand the biggest enemy that you're going to have every time God places an idea or a vision or dream inside your consciousness is the condition and circumstance that you are experiencing. You may have a dream, you may have a vision right now that God has placed in your consciousness, but your biggest enemy is your condition, is your circumstances. Well, you might say, well, I don't have the money. Well, God, I'm just little old me. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to make this work. I want you to understand, if God gave you that idea, if God gave you that vision, if God gave you that dream, understand he gave it to you for a reason. He didn't give it to you to waste that dream. He gave it to you so that you can use what he has given you. You have to understand. Just say this with me. And we've saying this all the time, and many people have said this saying, use it, don't lose it. Let's say that again. Use it, don't lose it. Understand, you have to use those talents. You have to use those dreams. You have to use that vision that God has given you because he's given you it for a purpose. He's given it to you for a purpose. He's given it to you to mature the kingdom of God. Think about this. Think about this, my friends. If you are not where you need to be, and God has made you as a kingdom and spiritual leader, if you don't use those talents to progress the kingdom of God for the next generation, don't you know that you create a spiritual abortion? Don't you know the people that were supposed to follow you, the people who were supposed to be blessed by what you were supposed to create, will become aborted because they don't walk into the full purpose because you were there to create something inside of them. You were there to mature them. You were there to give them wisdom, to give them a new understanding, to give them new purpose, to give them new clarity, to give them new mindset, new vision towards their dream. And so we got to understand that when God gives us a dream, when God gives us a vision, that we have to use what God has given to us. Let's go into the teaching. Let's continue the teaching because this is good stuff. I want you to say this with me. We all have circumstances, but don't let that block that from our assignment. Let's say that again because I was not clear with that. We all have circumstances, but don't let it block us from our assignment. I'm going to say it again. Say this with me. I may have a circumstance, but I'm not going to let it block me from my assignment. I want you to understand, you may have a circumstance, but you can't let that block you from your assignment. Understand that we all have certain traditions. We all have certain circumstances. We all have certain things. We all have certain family problems that we go through. But we have to understand that we have to do what God has established. We all have certain traditions in our mindset that has been controlling us. Our parents, our grandparents has done that. And we don't think we can separate from it because we've been doing it so long. Spirit of lust, a spirit of gambling, a spirit of murderous spirit, a spirit of a sexual immorality, a spirit of drunkenness that's upon us. We all think that condition, that circumstance, that we can't get rid of it because it's been in our generations and our families for so long. And so it has a stronghold over us. But I want you to understand today that you can come out of your circumstance, that you can come out your situation, that you can come out what has been burdening you. And I'm going to decree and I'm going to declare right now while we're on this teaching that you are coming out. You are not a victim of your circumstance. You are not a victim of your situation. What God has placed inside of you, understanding that you have purpose, understanding that you have a vision, and when he has birthed himself inside of you, don't let yourself become a victim to your condition and your circumstance. There may be somebody that's listening to me right now that has been spiritually abused, that has been physically abused, that has been sexually abused. I want you to understand, you've been going through so much hurt, you've been going through so much burdens, you've been going through so much pain. I want to tell you this, that you are not a victim of your circumstance. I also want to tell you something else, that Jesus loves you, my friend. That Jesus loves you, my sister. That Jesus loves you, my brother. And that I want to also tell you that I love you. That I recognize that what you're going through hurts. That I recognize what you're going through has been so painful. People have rejected you. People have talked about you. People have said that you're nothing. I want you to understand that you are something, my friend. That God loves you and I love you. And I want you to understand that you have purpose. God placed you on this earth because you have purpose. I want you to know that you can be the vessel that speak to other people that have been emotionally, physically, and sexually abused, and you can change their life around. You can be that vessel that God has put in this realm to change a person's life. And so I want you to understand, don't let your circumstance and don't let your condition control what God has placed in your life. Sometimes we look at a condition and we let it hinder us from the purpose and plan that God has designed for us to walk in. We start to put ideas and visions that God has given us on the back burner because we believe we can't do better than our condition. Our condition has been a stronghold. It now controls us from doing what we have been designed by the Father to do. Instead of God guiding our footstep, our condition is guiding our footsteps. The one thing we have control over is now taking control over us, moving us far away from the assignment of God, moving us into a spirit of confusion. Now, why is this we side with our condition over the mind and consciousness of God? Because conditions are tied to flesh and our conscience deals with the spirit. With our decisions, with this a connection to the soul acting as an intermediary. And so we have to understand that our conditions are tied to our flesh. We can only go by what we see. We see that we don't have any money to do this. We see that we don't have any money to make this dream come true, this idea come true, this vision come true. And so what we do is put our dreams on the back burner because we feel like we're not good enough. We feel like we don't have the money to do it. We feel like God is going to take too long to work the situation out and it's never going to happen because we got to wait on God. What I want you to understand, my friends, is this. If God has placed something into your consciousness, if God has given you a dream, he's given it to you for a reason. He's given it to you to do it. I want you to understand that there's going to be some struggles. There's going to be some tests. But do the assignment that God has given you because God is going to reward you in the context of how you honor your assignment to him. And so it's not going to be how faithful you are, how great you were at singing a song, how great you were at prophesying, how great you were at coming to church and being an elder, a deacon, a bishop. It's about you honoring the assignment. See, God is not looking for just good people. He's looking for people that are called to him. And so you can be a good person that honors God, that loves God. But if you didn't honor the assignment, don't you know you will be corrected because you didn't honor the assignment that God told you to do? And so as we finish this teaching, this is part one, as we're going to be moving into part two, just a second, I want you to understand you honor God's, the assignment that God has given you. You honor the dream that God has given you. You honor the vision that God has given you. And watch, as you begin to honor God, and as you begin to do the assignment that God has designed and assigned for you to do, watch how you will see a total transformation that will happen and that will reform your life and impact your life like you've never seen before. People of God, this was great, and I enjoyed teaching you part one. We're going to move into part two, but I want you to understand this, that you have greatness inside of you. What God has put inside of you is causing you to recognize your true self. It's causing you to understand your identity in Christ. And so on today, as I close, I want you to recognize that you have greatness. Say, I have greatness. Say that I understand my purpose. And I understand that what God has placed inside of me, I can do and I will do because I'm a person of purpose. God bless you. And we're going to see you on again as you listen to this podcast on tape 2. God bless you.